What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
From NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Ruff.
Where in Michigan are you from? Or are you at?
You're holding your hand up. And my answer is that's none of your business. And I'll thank you for staying out of my personal affairs. Everyone knows I'm way down here.
Like Indiana so like, style.
Yeah, like South Bend, Indiana is right next to me.
How far away are you from Michigan City?
About 30 minutes.
We were 30 minutes away.
You know the area.
I'm from Chicago originally, and I just went to Michigan City. Last summer, and then I went to Saugatuck two times last year. One for a gay bachelor party and one for a family time. Really fun times.
For a gay bachelor party?
Did you know that Saugatuck is like a safe gay haven in Michigan? Did you know
this?
It's like a gay resort area. I went and we went to the Dunes, which is a gay resort, and they had line dancing. It was really fun.
I bet there was a blood. Like, I was just thinking, when you said gay bachelor party, I was thinking, like, I bet that is the most fun ever. Because, like, in the people in my life that I'm closest with that I've had the most fun, like, doing any kind of partying with, is all my gay friends are the best at partying.
I mean, I don't want to be biased, but yeah, I much prefer gay friends.
I have two children and a husband and live with three gay men in addition to them. So that's how to do life, is all I'm saying.
Okay, let's dig into that a little bit.
You should. It's so, that's why I only come here to record, because it's truly
pretty fun here.
It's really fun. And you get like the best of all worlds. Like I'll come up here and they'll be like children and they're so fun and so cute. And then I go downstairs and some of your VIGs, very important.
My very important gays.
One of them owns a wine shop on the corner. So like you play with kids, you hang out, you have delicious food that Quinn cooks, and then you go downstairs. And you have like a beautiful bottle of wine, and it's like it's everything you want in a location, to me at least.
So both of you live in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting right next to each other. I'm basically a detective,
top detective.
Yeah, right. So I figured that out. Although it is very dark where you guys are at. Why is it so dark there?
That's a great question, Bob.
Bob, I'm glad you asked that question.
Because this isn't a visual medium podcast.
We don't know what we're doing in most areas of life, including the podcasting area of life. And so what we have done is we've taken a guest bedroom in my home and covered the walls
in velvet curtains. Can I show you the window, Bob? This is
absolutely.
We love to do some Foley artistry. There's the window.
Wow.
And it's just to.
It's very nice.
It's to absorb sound.
There's about.
We don't know if it actually works.
Curtains hanging in this room. And that's our recording studio. Very professional stuff we're working with here.
Well, it seems to work for you. My first recording studio was my garden shed with my, as I always say, my lawn tractor sitting right next to me with dog shit on the tires. It was the worst.
Oh, fun.
Like, imagine you're from Chicago, right? First of all, which one? A couple questions. And I'm circling back to your living situation. So don't let me forget that. But first of all, Quinlan, am I saying that right?
Here, present.
Okay. So
and yeah.
That was my other question, is which one is which?
Oh, right. So that's true. She has children and a husband and a wonderful life, and I'm single and going to die alone. So that's how you can tell the difference between the two of us.
Oh, right. I see it in your eyes now that I'm looking a little closer. Yeah. Like Quinn, can I call you Quinn?
Please.
So my son's name is Quinton, and I call him Quint. So that's easy for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, Quinn has like this brightness in her eyes. She looks like a woman who's happily married with a couple of kids, who lives with three gay guys. Like, this is a happy woman over there.
That's my life.
Yeah. Whereas Carrie, you look a little dead inside, maybe. Like,
yeah. And totally. I thank you for noticing. It's something that
empty.
I'm empty, alone,
fearful, maybe a little bit of fear.
Fearful, mm-hmm. Sad, you know, all of the colors.
These are all adjectives I would use.
Mm-hmm. All the adjectives that people mostly would describe me as is just sad. It's typically what people
like. I see an edge of happiness, but I think it's just because you had a burrito for
it
lunch.
It is. I am full. I did. Yes, I am full of burrito. So that does affect my emotional state.
That's that perked you up just a little bit. Now, Quinn, circling back to your living situation. Now, I've learned a few things. As I mentioned, I'm a top notch detective, respected all over the world. So I figured a few things out. You've said you're in Brooklyn. I've been to Brooklyn, and most apartments in Brooklyn that I've been to are not super huge. Okay. You've said that you live with your husband, mm-hmm. your two kids, mm-hmm. and three gay men.
Correct.
You've also said your recording studio is a guest bedroom.
You
All
heard
of
it.
This is accurate. Mm-hmm. I do.
So
I live.
Are there people sleeping in closets?
It's a clown car. We're just stacked. There's a few rooms with just triple bunks, and then weirdly a guest room with no one. No, I live in a 100.
Somebody's sleeping in a dresser drawer, and you're using the guest bedroom.
Well, it's important. You want the kids to have a sense of, you know, plight and panic. mm-hmm. Just to
right. You don't want to spoil.
No,
them.
Builds character.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I live in a 100-year-old weird Victorian rundown home in historic Ditmas Park of Brooklyn. And so what's interesting is my family, my husband and my two children and my best friend live on the top two floors. And on the first floor is a gay couple that I'm very good friends with. What's alarming is that they have a really similar blueprint. So what happens is when you have two kids, your house looks like garbage all the time and there's toys everywhere and it just doesn't look well put together. And then I go down to their place and it's my place, but if two styly gay men lived there alone. So it's like beautiful and immaculate and you see all the possibility of what you could have. And I just lie on their couch and cry. And I'm like, can I please stay here for a little while longer? You know, that kind of thing.
Suddenly Carrie seems like upstairs. The happy one.
Yeah. Grass is always greener.
We were talking the other day on the podcast and I looked to her because I was talking about some of my, you know, single plights. And I looked at her and I go, I don't think I can stress this enough. We are in such different parts of our lives. We are so... If you look, it's just
Carrie's talking about the struggle of online dating, and I'm talking about the struggle of my son recently ate a foam sticker, and I only found out when it came out the other end, and I was changing that diaper and was like, why are there googly eyes looking at me from this poop?
It's the American dream you're living there.
Yeah.
Hashtag so blessed. I mean.
So at least you get to go down. Now this is not a segment of the show that I had planned, but I what if all three of us can think of what's the best time you ever had with a straight friend and the best time you ever had with a gay friend? Because I think I'll go first.
Please do. It feels like you have an idea.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting there thinking about it and I was thinking, so The first thing that popped into my head was I'm 42 years old, and just a couple of months ago, I got drunker than I have been since I was in college. And it was with my friend you're probably familiar with, Josh Hallmark, who is the host of True Crime Bullshit. I went to go do, happens to be a gay man. I went to do a live show with him and the captain from True Crime Garage. And normal night, it's a work night.
I feel like you're just name dropping right now at this point.
Yeah. Top notch detective, kind of a big deal in the podcast industry. My business card's very long. It's more like a postcard, with all of my accolades. So I'm drinking with these two idiots, and we had our event, and then we had afterwards we go up to the bar and have some drinks, proceed to just get wrecked. By the way, Captain is the biggest troublemaker, but Captain has to drive back to Columbus, so he's drinking water while Josh and I are getting sauced on microbrews in Cleveland. So then we end up riding back to our hotel with a stranger, and I don't mean like an Uber, like an Uber as a person you don't.
Didn't
I mean
hire a stranger. A stranger offered a free ride.
Right, and this is that idiot Captain's fault. Because
can I just say,
come outside.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt. It must be so nice to be three dudes out in the town. We could never.
It doesn't turn out. Right. Oh, exactly. Well, and by the way, I can only imagine if I was a woman in this situation, I was uncomfortable. So I step outside to talk to my wife for a minute. And then I come out and I'm like, all right, you guys, they're getting ready to close the bar down. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I can't, but first of all, I have to drive 6 hours home tomorrow. I'm going to be hungover. This is horrible. Let's call an Uber. And Josh comes out and says that Captain has a ride for us. I'm like, okay, where's the Lyft? Where's the Uber? And then Captain comes out of the bar with some woman that I don't know. That was just someone who was at the show and they're chatting. And I'm like, is she staying in the same hotel? Why is, oh no, she's giving us a ride. So, and I'm trying to like, to Josh, I'm like, can we talk him? I mean, I don't know this woman. Like, she could be a fucking serial killer for all I know. I don't know anything about this woman. But Captain made all the arrangements. So, and turns out, nice lady, didn't serial kill us on the way back.
God bless.
We get back to the hotel. Blood pressure's a little high. Still pretty drunk. Captain gets in his car sober and drives home. And then Josh and I go into the hotel. Now, this is where things take a turn. As we're getting ready to go get in the elevator, Josh says, do you think that it would be wrong if we grab a bottle of wine and sit and chat for a while? And I said, I don't think that's wrong at all. So we go to the front desk, ask the lady for a bottle of red wine, and we sit down in the lobby. The bar's closed. We sat in the lobby and drank two bottles of wine and had the most ridiculous conversations to like 3:30 in the morning. It was about the front desk lady is like peeking her head around the corner trying to, we got into it. So here I am, a straight white cis male from the Midwest, hanging out with my gay friend Josh, and we talked about everything from abortion rights to gay marriage to the problems at the border, and we were two complete drunk idiots that couldn't barely piece two sentences together.
Did you guys solve all our problems?
Yeah, but you got so drunk that you don't remember. So you solved world peace.
I don't remember. I feel like
you forgot about it. Oh, damn. I hate when that happens.
You
that
probably
happens.
Came up with a
I feel
lot
like
of
we
good
did
solutions.
Make some. Yeah, I feel like we did make some progress on the border, but then forgot what we decided we were going
to
do.
Well, it's funny. I just went to a work party the other. I was Quinn knows because I went to a work party and when there's free booze, I tend to just really go for it, you know? And I did. I went for it pretty hard. And the next day I got a text from my boss going, wow, Carrie, your lecture on feminism was really great. I wish everyone went to your class. And I was like, I don't remember what I said. But I think I made sense. Otherwise my boss wouldn't have texted.
You made some solid points.
I think I made solid points. But like that's, I guess, you know, there is something about getting drunk and feeling like you can solve the big issues of today's date. So I think, you know, I really applaud you for that. And I just think it's a really funny thing to notice of getting drunk it's getting drunk in your 30s. It's not about like, woo, let's have fun, like party. It's like, let's really talk about the deep stuff that's going to affect us in generations to come.
Yeah, let's chat about our childhoods. Let's get weird. Let's get weird and talk about childhood trauma.
Totally.
And that's the thing is, so wait till you get into your 40s. By the time you're in your 40s, you get drunk in your living room watching an episode of Yellowstone. Like, you don't,
I'm there. Yeah. I am 6 years
Maybe
older
Schitt's
than
Creek
Carrie,
if it's a fun
but
night.
But I'm there.
No, they say dress for the job you want and act for the job you want. I do. I act like I have a family. I stay home. I'll watch movies. I'll get drunk, you know, in the privacy of my own home accidentally like an adult.
Right. My wife says that all the time. She's like, I accidentally got, because I travel a lot from work. I'll call her like 10 o'clock to check in. She's like, well, I accidentally got drunk. I was just going to have a glass of wine.
That happens.
Here I am sitting in the living room by myself.
I can't even tell you how many times that happens. Just
so true.
Which is nice. It makes you feel responsible, even though you're being completely irresponsible. I like it.
100%. And the thing is, so I had a blast with Josh last night. I cussed him for the next 2 days because the worst hangover I've had since I was in my 20s.
Hangovers
but we had a great
hit different
time.
Now. They hit real
for
different.
Sure.
I'm still recovering.
They hurt your knees.
Yeah.
Hangovers hurt my knees now.
My back.
I don't know why.
And I'm like,
yeah, the bet gets you.
And 2 days, 2 days away, and I'm still feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
Yep, happens to me.
We're doing this on a Tuesday. I got drunk on Thursday. I still feel it.
Still not there.
I'm still not 100%.
Yeah, the thing is, like, hangovers are like the new COVID. Like, they last, like, you lose your whole taste. So it's a taste the next day. Like,
have you lost your taste? You should get that test.
Wait, that's not.
Out.
You should probably
that's
go
not,
to a
that's
doctor.
That's not normal
that.
with drinking too much.
I wanted to say, yeah, I got really drunk and it was so weird because like I couldn't taste any of the alcohol. It was so weird. Just kidding.
Yeah, I kept coughing.
I didn't smell or anything, but I just kept drinking. I guess I couldn't taste it.
Right.
It was wild.
Right. It's supposed to be good for you, though. All that alcohol really sanitizes the system. Facts.
Yeah, it's good for you.
For the record, I did cleanse my system in one way. Hangover.
Okay, TMI, but thank you.
Summer always changes how I get dressed. Once the weather heats up, I want clothes that are lighter, breathable, and comfortable, but I still want to look put together. That's honestly why I keep coming back to Quince. Quince makes real high-quality essentials without the crazy luxury markup. Their European linen pants and shirts are perfect for summer, and prices start at just $34. Their tees are soft, easy to wear, and they've also got lightweight cotton sweaters that are great when those summer nights cool off a little bit. What I like is that everything feels elevated without feeling overdone, and Quince keeps their pricing about 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. You're paying for quality, not a giant brand name stitched into the tag. Personally, I've been stocking up on shorts for summer, and my favorite pair right now is the 100% European linen drawstring beach shorts. They're ridiculously comfortable, lightweight, and they fit that easy summer vibe perfectly. They become my go-to pair anytime I'm traveling, out on the patio, or just running around on a hot day. And Quince goes way beyond clothing, too. They've got premium bedding, ceramic cookware, custom upholstered sofas. It's one of those brands where once you try something, you end up recommending it to everyone. So elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/rough for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/rough for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/rough.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The point being, I had a blast in my 40s. Like you said, Carrie, in your 30s, like drinking is different. You do things differently, right? That's where things slow down. I never thought it. I thought I was going to shift back into fifth gear at 42, but Josh did that for me. The last time I had anywhere close to that kind of night, I was like 22 years old with my buddy Chad from the fire department, and we got drunk. Yeah, we got super drunk.
I already know him. Like, you just said his name, and right. I was like,
you can imagine what Chad looks like.
22-year-old Chad from the fire department.
Yeah.
Like, him and Tanner and Blake, all of a couple of white guys.
And
just,
I feel like you guys ordered things
out the
that
local
came
pub.
In buckets.
Yeah, like a couple of beers in buckets.
It was the cops. It wasn't even his fault. It was the cops. We walked into the bar, and a group of our cop friends were sitting at a big table, and we said, hey, we'll send around to them. So we sent, like, a pitcher of beer to the guys. And then they left, and then the bartender brought us a, come to think of it, I still, even that time was still somewhat due to a gay friend, because the bartender friend of mine was gay, and she brought us Jaeger bombs, which I don't do Jaeger bombs, but we did them because she said, the guys bought you around. We do the Jaeger bombs. She brings another one. There were six of them. All six of them each bought us a round of Jaeger bombs.
That's so
the night
gross.
Ended.
That sounds like instant. Like, you're not waiting till the next day to get hungover. You're hungover a minute after taking those.
Immediately. And you can't go to sleep. Like, you just want to sleep it off and you can't. You're just jacked. Yeah. The night ended. I lived two blocks away with me rolling down the street because I thought that was easier than walking. And then my friend Chad telling me to get up. I look ridiculous. And all I remember, I vague like hit and miss memories. I remember looking up at him. And he had his pants over his shoulder because he was hot. So he was walking in his shoes and boxers and shirt, and his blue jeans were over his shoulder, telling me, had the audacity to tell me that I looked ridiculous.
Wait, I have a question. I'm upset. So was he fireman carrying his blue jeans? The fireman, Chad, was fireman carrying his own blue jeans?
He kind of was. He didn't quite have the two-arm thing going on.
But he was a single
arm. But it was like fireman carrying, like, if he had a small child,
love
just
that.
Like kind of over one shoulder. Mm-hmm.
Dress for the job you want.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And then from that point forward, I go 20 years before I have a good time again, and it's with my gay friend Josh.
I think the moral of this is you got to have some good times more frequently.
That's the lesson that we've learned. Right.
That's my takeaway.
I know, like, any of my friends are listening to this, like, you fuck, like, what about last Wednesday?
You didn't have fun.
But you know what? They're not,
in your defense,
they're not memorable.
In your defense,
times.
You were blacked out all the other fun times. That's always what you could be like, oh, I just was blacked out. It's fine.
Like, my memory of a good time now is like 2 days later, something gets delivered from Amazon. And I'm like, what the hell? Who ordered this?
Fun.
Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah. I think we've all,
I was waiting
blacked
for
out and shopped.
But it was, didn't you do a blackout shopping early on or something where you were like, I don't remember ordering this, but you're really excited. Giving yourself gifts when you're blacked out is the gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really
fun
gift.
Way to give yourself, it's
a fun surprise.
Secret Santa.
It was.
On yourself.
I bought a turkey fryer about a month ago.
A turkey fryer?
Just one day a turkey fryer got delivered.
Did you fry a turkey?
And I was like, I've never in my life fried a fucking turkey and I don't plan to. I don't know why. I do know. It came back to me. My friend Ray kind of explained to me that I had gone over to his house and we were drinking over there and he was deep frying wings. He has his own special wing recipe. This is how it was explained to me. I don't even remember being there. Vaguely remember being there. But then he goes up to, we have our beer camp we go up to every year for a week and we're cooking for 9 people. And apparently he said that I said, you know what would be awesome if we got a big ass turkey fryer and we could deep fry like 100 wings at once. And apparently I had then proceeded to get on my phone and order a deep fryer that's still in the box in my garage.
You know, you should make sure you can return it still. But my question, though, is do you also enjoy watching post-Thanksgiving the deep frying turkey fails? The whole thing blows up in flames.
Oh, my God.
They're funny and so scary. I really hope everybody's okay and no one was injured. But when I'm watching, there was one I just was watching where a little girl came out, like, right as her dad was about to dip it out. And he was like, get inside, get inside, get inside. I was like, yelled at her so hard. It made me really laugh.
And all the holidays should have that sense of danger.
Because it's like, well, I love all the holidays because parents are stressed and the kids are like, we're home from school. And the parents are like, oh, God, please go back to school. And then they're like short. I love it. I love it. Reminds me of home.
Yeah. Those deep fried turkey stories, though, for me hit a little. So I was a fireman for 16 years. So I got to live the deep fried turkey horror stories for 16 years. So it's not so funny for me because it was like
too close.
Usually I'm at the fire. Yeah. I'm at the fire station, like trying to enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner. And I had to go put someone's house out because they turned their deep fryers into flamethrowers.
But you still bought one.
Listen, that's to be debated. That's what I was told. I have no proof that I'm the one
that bought it.
It could have been my wife.
There's certainly been no follow through.
That's true. It's in a box. I'm not going to deep fry. I wouldn't know how to deep fry anything.
I don't think the people I don't think they know about it either.
That's the problem. No one knows how to deep fry things.
And that's why flames.
Like, nobody's deep fried shit since 1997, right? Like, didn't we decide that's not good for you anymore and people kind of quit doing it?
I don't believe it. I'm really one to believe science, but you can't keep me away from French fries. And that's on God.
I guess
that's
French fries
are deep fried. And that's on you, G-O-D. My question. Bob, I have a question for you. You were a fireman for 16 years, and you are now in true crime. What was that leap like? Like, I'm really curious. Can I ask you that question? Like, what got you from? Because I feel like there's got to be some connection between the two.
There's not. It was an accident.
Incorrect.
Carrie, you're wrong. Right. Carrie, you ignorant slut.
The impetus for the whole thing for me was cereal. I was listening to Serial, and
such a great.
I was like, podcast, so I was. I was an arson investigator, so I had some investigative skill sets, and I listened to Serial, and I was like, this doesn't make it. Like, geez, what is she missing here? This case was like driving me nuts, and so I bought like $200 worth of equipment on Amazon. Was like, I'm gonna make a. I've got this great idea for a podcast. I'm gonna. And Undisclosed just had just come out, and I'm like, I'm gonna make a podcast where every week I talk about a certain part of the case. And then have my audience email me what they think. And then I'll talk about that the next week, what they said. And then another element of the case just for fun. And it was, and I called it. So I don't know if you guys were listening to podcasts back then, but there was like 50 podcasts about Serial. And so I called the podcast, The Serial Dynasty, because it was about all these different podcasts about Serial. It's pretty cringeworthy name. Yeah. So, I was doing that. It took off. It started turning. It turned into like weirdly like an active investigator. I ended up like with Adnan's attorneys in Baltimore working with them. It turned into like a weird investigative podcast. All of a sudden I had sponsors. I was the fire chief at the time, which I didn't like so much because I didn't get to fight fires anymore. I was just like I was a suit. And I went to a board meeting after an election where people, a bunch of assholes were now my bosses. And in the meeting, they told me, you can't pay your guys to train anymore, but you still have to require them to train because we just don't have enough money. So make them come in off duty and train, but you can't pay them. They have to volunteer their time. And then 5 minutes later, they voted to buy like a $5,000 table for the board meetings, a big wooden board meeting table.
Oh,
in the same meeting.
That's such trash. And also a slap in the face to buy a wood table and not pay firefighters. That feels like really
right.
Wood
burns.
Yeah. Wood burns.
Yeah.
I don't love that. Right.
Yeah. So essentially I told them to fuck off and decide. And I mean, there was a span in between there. My wife's pretty awesome. Came home. Was like, you know, that government job I've had for all these years with the pension and the benefits and all that. So I think and hear me out. I'm going to quit that job and I'm going to make podcasts in the shed. What do you think?
next to shit on a track.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. How'd that go over?
Good. I mean, obviously I didn't say it like that. I broke it down a little more.
You did a little more of a sales sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, they're paying me to do this podcast. Like, it's almost as much as I'm making as a fireman. I think I can grow it and make it bigger. And my audience actually raised money to build me a studio.
Oh,
so I was like,
that's so wonderful.
I think I can. Yeah, it was awesome. And so, because the whole idea behind Truth and Justice, which is what I rebranded to, was that it's crowdsourced, like everybody kind of helps out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's like, well, I feel like whatever happened, it's not like I was making millions of dollars as a fireman. I mean, I could have went and bagged groceries and made almost as much if shit broke bad. But yeah, she's like, I'm sure you won't lead us into the poorhouse from here. So whatever you think is a good idea. And so I did it.
Great.
And then here I am 6 years later.
Here you are. Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jay do it? What do you think?
No.
Okay.
I can tell you're a huge fan because you didn't know that I was a fireman and you clearly haven't listened to the podcast. You know, all that bragging I was doing earlier, you're really bringing me down a peg or two here.
Did I mention I have two children?
I have four.
Do you really?
I do. Well, I have two. My wife has two, so we're blended.
That is four.
But one of them's 21 and doesn't live with us anymore, so I only have three in the house right now. But I don't have any gay guys that live with me that I'm aware of.
Well, let me tell you something. They don't change diapers, so it's not as big a help as it might sound.
You want to carry as a friend, because I will change a diaper as opposed. Yeah, that's
right.
What you want.
Well, I don't plan on ever changing a diaper again as long as I live is my plan. So the kids are 21, not living here anymore. I've got one that's about to turn 17, one that's about to turn 16, and one that's about to turn 11. Their birthdays are all within a month of each other.
Oh, wow.
So I'm way past diapers. So, I mean, maybe grandkids down the road, but kind of my plan is once they're gone, because, you know, there's that whole, like, come back and live in the basement thing that kids do.
Mm-hmm.
So our plan is once they're gone, we sell everything and move to, like across the, move to fucking Montana or something.
You enter witness protection.
Right. Like,
so that they can never find you. Really smart.
Like, we live in the mountains in Montana, then there's no basement. We have a tiny little guest room if you ever, you know, want to come visit. If
you
can afford a plane ticket.
We've got this very dirty cot in the corner. Yeah. Just make
right.
It
well, here's,
wholly
so,
unappealing.
Yeah, so like here's my thought process is, if they can afford a plane ticket and a rental car or something to come visit us, that's probably not the one that would live in the basement anyway. The one that would live in the basement is the one that doesn't have enough money for a plane ticket. So really, it's a win-win for me.
And who's your favorite of your children?
Mm, great question, Quinn.
Written on my whiteboard out in my office, it says literally, Bella is my favorite child. To be fair, Bella wrote it. So.
Right.
You know
right.
What? Well, I like Bella.
I like Bella's style.
Yeah,
she might be
my only
favorite.
Girl.
She might be our favorite.
She's Carrie's favorite, so you can let her know.
Yeah, she's very sassy.
Sounds about right.
She's very sassy. She's my only girl. I have three boys and one girl. And she likes to think she's the favorite. And actually, Bella is, I say technically my stepdaughter, but I call her my daughter. I've been with her since she was 5 years old. But that's my stepdaughter. But like one of her favorite things for her and I that we like to do is my son, my 17-year-old son at the dinner table when he's there, is that Bella and I play this game where I act as though she is my favorite. You know, for example, like, Quentin will ask me, hey, Dad, can I have $20 for this? And I'll be like, no, you can't have $20 for this. And then she'll turn around and ask me the same question, like, can I have $20? I'm like, sure, Bella, you can have $20. Just, you know.
I'm sure the acting, it's a hard role for you to put on. It sounds
right? Yeah. It goes back to what you were saying earlier about not spoiling the kids. Like, I don't want my son feeling entitled to my love. You know, you want him to earn that.
Work for it.
Yeah, which coincidentally is kind of ties into the case we're going to talk about. But
oh, yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
just now remembered 30 minutes in that I'm supposed to talk about you guys and not so much me my audience to get to know you. So
we have that problem.
Quinn, what do you do? You have a comedy thing.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Interactive comedies with puzzle solving elements.
Oh, totally. So I run an immersive theater company that does, interactive puzzle solving stuff. And I have been an actor and a writer and a director. And so started this podcast with Carrie a couple years ago because we like hanging out together. We like telling each other stories. We like having a drink, having a laugh. But we're both very work focused. So I feel like we spend way more time together because it's under the guise of getting something done.
Right.
Which is the podcast. And as a result, we have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Our friendship really hinges on the podcast.
Right. Well, same thing. So when I left the fire department to do this job, I took with me one of my firemen, Mike, who is now my full-time, he works for me full-time. He's our producer and editor. And that was, so the studio my audience built me was a 12-foot by 16-foot shed that we made into a studio. So it's a small room, like half the size maybe of like a normal, maybe the size of a small bedroom. But that was our office and recording studio for two of us for 40, 60 hours a week. But it was like I was hanging out with my best friend. So it was
not
pretty kick-ass.
Work, right? It's just like we genuinely laugh and enjoy doing the podcast. It's really, I have a lot of fun.
Which is remarkable given the
amount of time we've spent in the one room.
No, I was going to say given the topics.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The topics can be a little bit of a bummer, but we have a good time.
You know, I want to, before I move on to Carrie here, this is the fun part of the show where I share some of the things that Erica, my production manager, the background she gives me on the guests. And one of them says, one of Quinn's favorite loves is, quote, when you go down a flight of stairs and there's a fart for each stair.
Yeah.
Explain.
I need to explain that?
Wait, I don't think I knew that. That's amazing.
That is one of my loves. How did she, Erica, have you been hanging out at my house?
I'm so nervous to watch.
She dives deep.
That is a deep dive.
Into these backgrounds.
When you're a little gassy and you go down a flight of stairs. And
I know exactly what you mean.
You hit the fart on each stair.
Yeah.
How much delight does that bring you? Not so much if you're in mixed company, but when you're alone, it just like brings that smile to your face and you're like, that was great. Right?
I love that for you. And I hope you do that more often. Like, I really want that for you.
Well, we did just have those burritos. I'll let you know how this afternoon goes.
Totally.
Yeah. Essentially, we're talking about the walk-in farts.
Yeah.
But you got them on the way down the stairs.
The stairs seem to really encourage the release.
And I don't know if you remember, but this is a 100-year-old house. So what's nice is it becomes a little harmony because the creaks.
Yeah.
With the farts, it's kind of like a nice little, like, it's almost like FAO Schwartz big. You know, with the piano.
Mm.
The stairs.
Yeah.
How does the couple downstairs feel about this? Do they love it as much as you?
I don't think they know about this about me. They know a lot about me, but not maybe this. I'll rush to tell them, though, right after this recording.
You should text them right now.
Yeah, I'll send them a text.
Now, Carrie, you're an improv actor. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm an improviser. Quinn and I actually met doing one of the puzzle shows that she was a creative director on, and I was one of the actors. But yeah, I'm a writer and actor, and I do all that good stuff.
And there's a lot of good stuff here, but you co-wrote and performed in One Woman Sex in the City. It was an off-Broadway thing.
Yeah.
I like these. So you also wrote and performs in the musical Six Chick Flicks, and then Erica puts subtitle, or a legally blonde pretty woman dirty dance on the beaches while writing a notebook on the Titanic.
Yeah. So it's all six of those in a show. And so I got started doing parody shows about 4 years ago, and I've toured all over the world, and it's been really fun. So I have a really good time. I have a really fun job. Although the pandemic did put a bit of a damper.
On both our businesses, believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Very
shocking. Yeah.
We were very glad to be podcasters when 2020 struck?
It was really amazing. We started this podcast in 2019, like December 2019, and then the pandemic hit, and we recorded remotely and we made it work. And it was one of those things, especially being an artist and loving creativity and creative output. This podcast came at a time where it was like, oh my God, the rest of our businesses are essentially shut down. I mean, I did a show in Florida March 5th of 2020. And a week later, everything was shut down. And so it was like this podcast was really just, it was such a gift to have, especially during the pandemic and obviously onwards.
Summer always changes how I get dressed. Once the weather heats up, I want clothes that are lighter, breathable, and comfortable, but I still want to look put together. That's honestly why I keep coming back to Quince. Quince makes real high-quality essentials without the crazy luxury markup. Their European linen pants and shirts are perfect for summer, and prices start at just $34. Their tees are soft, easy to wear, and they've also got lightweight cotton sweaters that are great when those summer nights cool off a little bit. What I like is that everything feels elevated without feeling overdone. And Quince keeps their pricing about 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. You're paying for quality, not a giant brand name stitched into the tag. Personally, I've been stocking up on shorts for summer, and my favorite pair right now is the 100% European linen drawstring beach shorts. They're ridiculously comfortable, lightweight, and they fit that easy summer vibe perfectly. They become my go-to pair anytime I'm traveling, out on the patio, or just running around on a hot day. And Quince goes way beyond clothing, too. They've got premium bedding, ceramic cookware, custom upholstered sofas. It's one of those brands where once you try something, you end up recommending it to everyone. So elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/rough for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/rough for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/rough.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos. Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was almost like you knew something was coming. So you travel to China, you do a show in China, you come back, and all of a sudden you get this idea to start a podcast, and then 2 months later the world shuts down.
2 months later
unexpectedly.
The world shuts down. It really is wild, the timing of it. And also,
and you have that closet filled with like toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
But that was in February. Mm-hmm. Something about
something
that doesn't
feel
right.
Yeah,
to
and
me.
I did invest.
Just like, you know, feels like
Zoom.
This stuff.
Oh, and you
weird.
Bought all that yeah. Zoom
and
stuff.
And I bought all that Zoom stuff.
That is
it was
weird.
Almost like I knew.
Right. You learned Zoom ahead of time.
Yeah, totally. It's weird. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm not a psychic or anything. Just lucky, I guess.
So how did whose idea was the podcast?
Quinn's.
This guy. Yeah.
This guy. All right.
I think I also like being home with the kids and wanting, I think that when the two things I liked most were anything true crime or paranormal or just going down rabbit holes when I would read something all day long and then telling people about it after a few glasses of wine. And then you kind of just, it's not so crazy to say, let's grab a mic the next time we do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you get tired of the guys downstairs. Every time you have two glasses of wine, you run, you get the stair farts on the way down, try to share your story with them. They don't want to hear it. So you call up your friend Carrie.
Yeah, totally. Who literally says yes to anything.
Who says yes to anything. That was the thing. I was like, I know you're not really into true crime, but here we go. And she was like, okay.
All right, let's do it. And I'm really into true crime.
There's no question at all. You're like, fine, fuck it, I'll do it.
You know, that's the thing. I got to tell you.
The world's going to shut down in two months anyway.
Shut down anyway. What's to lose?
What am I doing?
I truly say yes to just about anything. And it's let me down some really fun paths. Maybe I should edit what that says. Say yes to anything. That Gary girl, she's single and says yes to anything. No, it's one of those things like, In my professional life, it's about saying yes to opportunities and things and being surprised by where they lead. And I feel like that, like in the parody shows, right? My writing partner was like, do you want to write a one woman Sex in the City parody? And I was like, I've never written anything. I've never performed in a one woman show. Let's go for it. And I had so many wonderful opportunities doing that show. It feels a little bit just like, what's there to lose? Let's see what happens. And I've been really pleasantly surprised ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, it had to be a really good thing, in all seriousness, for you guys who are both very obviously creative, to still have a creative outlet during the pandemic when Broadway shut down and there's no shows, nothing going on. So I'm sure that had to be great for you guys to still have at least some sort of creative outlet to create something.
And it makes you feel connected, not just to each other, but to your audience. So at a time when I think everybody was feeling so isolated, it was really amazing to get messages from our audience and know that people were out there listening to us. And that made me feel really connected to other people in the way that you really were hungry for and missed so much.
Totally.
Yeah. So now the podcast, you titled it with horrible grammar. It's
Thank
truly,
you.
Darkly,
Thank you so much.
Creeply.
Thank you so much. That compliment landed and we appreciate it.
Yeah, not creepily, but
no.
Truly, darkly, creepily.
You know, my brother had the same question. My brother, we had like released all these episodes and he was like, isn't it spelled wrong? And I was like, no, it's not. It's how we want it.
It's not spelled wrong. It's just a word that doesn't exist in the English language.
Exactly.
That's all.
That's right.
So you can't spell it wrong.
Exactly.
Thank you.
We're hoping to get into Webster's soon. We'll figure it out.
It's gonna happen.
It's
Look
gonna
out!
Happen.
Here we come.
Well, truly, darkly, creepily. Well,
was a play on truly, madly, deeply.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
What's that?
It's a few things. I think it's a
film. Movie with Alan Rickman.
Yes,
who we love
it's
Alan
also
Rickman.
A band.
It's also a song.
Or song from the band.
Truly, madly, deeply do I want to be your
wish. I'll be your.
So, yes, our Famous. Album will
Please
be coming
don't let me
out.
Stop
our
it.
Album will be coming out soon.
Triple Threats.
Triple Threats.
I mean,
that
you just found out. But,
we barely know the song, but we can hum it and confidently.
Right.
So, that's.
We can hum it super confidently. So, you can see the love there, which is why we had to name our podcast after it.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, here's the thing. I know you like a Manhattan. So too do I. And after one or two of them, this seemed like a really, really good title.
Wait a minute. Time out.
I listen
you
to you,
didn't
Bob.
Know my podcast.
I listen to you sometimes. I didn't listen to everything you put out there, but I'm listening to you.
You didn't know I was a fireman. You didn't.
That's me.
I knew you were
asked
a fireman.
Me if Jay
I knew
did
you
it.
Were a fireman.
That's me. I will say.
She didn't know you were a fireman.
Listen, here's the deal. I show up. I say yes to things. That doesn't always mean I'm about to put in the boatloads of research, you know? I work a job in customer service as a side gig. Do you know what happens around the holidays? A lot of customer service. It's been a stressful time.
Carrie shows up. She shows up
I show
on time.
Up.
Prepared? That's a question mark.
Listen, as we like to say in our podcast, I didn't come to the podcast to make friends. I didn't come here to make friends. I came here to make a podcast.
as I like to say.
There you go. Serious business. I was just checking because I thought maybe Erica was a double agent or something. Like, is she writing show notes for you guys too?
She is
like,
not.
God damn it.
I'm listening to your show.
We should have asked her to. I should have asked Quinn. Frankly, I should have been like, what do I need to know? I come blind.
Well,
yeah,
you should
gives great,
you should
she
know
she
Bob
great
likes
notes.
A Manhattan.
I like an old fashioned. I feel like you're one or the other.
Yeah, you have to be because old fashions are too sweet for me. No, thank you.
I like an old fashioned.
I'm a Manhattan guy. And actually, truthfully, I've really like my sweet tooth just gets less and less. I'm more just like bourbon on the rocks now more than I still order a Manhattan if I'm feeling froggy. But usually it's just bourbon on the
what
rocks.
What do you Woodbridge
when you're feeling froggy?
Woodford. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Woodford. You can tell I'm really
are you
laughing.
How embarrassing.
Are you I'm a Hayden Basil kind of guy?
That's right.
Hayden Basil. You know your bourbon. So Woodford's my go-to. It's any decent bar will usually have Woodford. That's my go-to. I do like an occasional Basil Hayden's. Really, really like Angel's Envy, but it's harder to find in a bar. Ooh. But then I'll also like if I'm at like a fancy schmancy place and they've got a lot of bourbons, then I'll be looking for some small batch that I've never tried before. And I spend too much money on it. I'm like, I'd just rather have a Woodford. It never really hits the way I want it to.
Have you been to Scotland ever?
I have been to Scotland.
Did you enjoy the scotch?
I don't. So here's the thing. I'm actually Scottish. That's what I am. I'm a Scottish person. Look at my arm. That's my family tartan.
Oh, amazing.
It's hard to see.
Beautiful.
On my arm. So I'm a Robertson. Like my mother's side of the family is all Robertsons. I'm Scottish and I've been to Scotland. And scotch whiskey disgusts me. I can't drink it. I want to so bad, you know.
Interesting.
Just keep trying.
This needs
saying. If you believe in yourself, I believe you can, Bob. I believe you can. Just think really hard on
when
this.
When I watch a TV show where prominent people, usually they're in some sort of government or in a lawyer's office, and they take a glass and they take a decanter of some kind of scotch and they pour it in warm and neat. With no ice and sit there and just drink that. I need a drink. And they pour it and they're just drink. I'm like, that they look like such fucking badasses. And if I do it, I'm like, like I can't.
The room
can't do it.
Is a lot to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for me. I've tried. I was working in LA a couple of years ago and was having this very conversation with a very drunk couple that was sitting next to me at the bar. And I was like, I just don't like you got to have good scotch. I'm like, I don't like the malt. I don't like it. And so they're like, well, you got to have it. So they have in a case that's locked at the hotel bar, a bottle of scotch. And it's like $500 a glass, which is why it's locked up. It's like a big fancy thing. And they're like, give us a glass of this stuff. I want you to try this. I'm like, you're going to spend $500 for a glass of scotch so that someone who doesn't like scotch can try it. And they did. And I took a sip of it. This is pre-pandemic. We all took a sip. The same glass. No, not even. I asked if they wanted me to use a straw. They said that wasn't cool.
Whiskey scotch through a straw sounds amazing, though. Do you have a crazy straw?
Right.
One of the hats.
I took a sip of it. Yeah. I took a sip of it and was like, oh, my God. They're like, you taste that? I'm like, it tastes like burnt leather. They're like, yeah, that's the good stuff. When it tastes like burnt, he told me that if it tastes like burnt leather, that's how you know it's good. Not for me.
And I think that probably goes back to you being a fireman. You know, your burnt is not great for you.
Right. Yeah.
It gives
me flashbacks.
Yeah. Flashbacks. Have you had
people frying turkeys?
Have you had Pappies?
Pappies. I don't think so.
Have you heard of it? A friend of mine
not.
Just told
it?
Me about this. She was in LA. It's insane. It's like small batch whiskey bourbon, I think, from Kentucky, but it's so small batch that a bottle is like thousands of dollars.
I don't know how much money you think I make doing podcasts, but
not enough for Pappies, it turns out.
I mean,
not enough for
when
I don't got that Pappies
this,
money.
Yeah,
over
I don't
here in the
either.
NBI studio.
Well, a friend of mine was in LA and I was like, I'm having a really hard time meeting people. And she's like, I just went to a bar and I met these guys and I told them I had a boyfriend, but they bought me this Pappy. And I was like, Must be nice. And she's like, I had to try some, but they bought her like $100 shot of the. It's like insane to me. It's so crazy how expensive that is. But you know what? If it makes you happy, go for it.
Which brings us to our next question. Do you have anyone for Carrie, Bob? Do you know anyone?
Think, who do I know in Brooklyn? Everybody I know in Brooklyn is married.
Yeah, same.
same here, actually.
But you know, if you were in LA, if you're at the other coast, it seems like that wouldn't be a problem. They buy a bottle of Pappy's and, you know, see where things go
see
from
where
there.
Things go, yeah. Just bribe men to talk to me. Here's an expensive shot of whiskey. Would you like to talk to me? They're like, no, thank you. I'll just take the whiskey. I said, well, set. Okay, good.
Right.
Great, great, great.
Also oddly ties into the case that we're getting into.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So real quick, as far as the podcast goes, so you guys debuted in December 2019. You've got 103 episodes. So you guys have not, like, most new podcasts kind of start and they go for a little while and then they're like, this is too much work. They slow down. Like, you guys have just been banging these things out every week for going on 2 years now.
Yeah, so we have not taken a week off. We had thought about taking a week off on Thanksgiving last year because I was meant to go into labor that week. And then instead of releasing an episode with the story, we just released an episode where I had several phone calls with Carrie while in labor, and we kind of marked the progression of my labor.
And it was a surprise episode. So we told everybody we're taking a week off. And then on the podcast, we were like, wouldn't it be funny if we recorded
while I was in labor?
And we were like, yeah. And it's really fun. We were talking.
That's amazing.
It's a good episode. Yeah.
It makes me so happy because with Griffin.
What's the episode title? Because I want to listen to that one.
I Hate Him. A surprise. It's called I Hate Him. That is the name of it, right? Yeah.
It is.
I Hate Him. A surprise episode or something.
It's so good.
And the reason it is named that is that I call Carrie a few times while I'm in labor, and then I call her right after I give birth, and I tell her about how, as the baby was crowning, the nurse said to me, he's crowning, do you want to feel his head? Reach down, you can touch him. And I said, touch him? I hate him. And the nurse said, you hate him? I was like, yeah, I fucking hate him. So then right after my son was born, we had to kind of have this talk where I was like, hey, right. I think we both just said a lot of things back there we didn't mean. That got really crazy.
I think
right?
If Micah's, I'm guessing if he's crowning, that probably his ears were still, you know, inside, like maybe his ears were still plugged inside.
Maybe he didn't even hear. I shouldn't have admitted to it.
Right.
And now it's immortalized.
That could have been anyone.
And now it's immortalized in a podcast forever that he can go back and listen to.
Right.
Well, it's what's fun about Griffin, the second kid who popped out around Thanksgiving last year, is Quinn told me right when she found out she was pregnant on the podcast. So it really was super fun. And it was right in 2020 you found out you were pregnant.
I found out I was pregnant right before the pandemic. And Carrie had sat down to do the podcast. And while we were recording, I said, I have something for you. Why don't you open the drawer in front of you? And there was a pregnancy test in there.
I said, is this mine? And I freaked out.
I thought you were going to say a baby.
There was a baby.
Yeah. So it's like, was this really fun thing to find out, you know, of Griffin's pending arrival? All throughout the podcast of 2020. And so it felt like a nice treat, and also a nice thing to let our dear readers, who is what we call our listeners, in on this really fun thing that they've been privy to the whole time, because obviously we talk quite a bit about our personal lives on the podcast.
So what can people expect from a normal episode if they tune in to Truly Darkly Creepily? Creepy. See, Truly Dark. Creepily.
In our defense, creepily. You had a hard time saying darkly too, which is a word.
It's because I knew it was coming.
Well, here's
if somebody tunes into Truly Darkly Creepily. What can they expect from a typical episode?
Well, if you were to listen to Truly
Darkly Creepily,
you would get like 15 minutes of banter at the top. So if you aren't into that, if you're not into us, you got to skip that. And then each of us tells a story, and the story has to fall under the umbrella of
true, dark, or creepy.
And basically a lot of what we talk about is true crime, heists, ghosts,
aliens,
cults, all that.
We talk about, what I like about our podcast, if I dare to say so, is it's we have such a big umbrella of what we can talk about. And so it's kind of fun to come. It's not all true crime. We do a lot of true crime, no doubt about it. But it's fun to sometimes take a break. Like the heists are really fun. We just did a heist one today. I did a haunting episode, you know, so it's fun in that way. But it's two friends chatting. And we really, our intention is to make it seem like you're joining some of your friends while we laugh and tell some of these stories. And I do think that they're victim focused. I think we do pay and put a lot of attention on the victims of the cases as well. But we have fun doing it. Yeah, the idea is you should be joining some friends.
Would it be fair to say or accurate to say that if people have made it, and by the way, you should feel complimented at how much I'm enjoying this conversation, because I try to keep these shows pretty tight, like 35 minutes, and we're 52 minutes in now and have not got to the case yet.
I'm so sorry.
So, no, that's me. I'm really enjoying it. But it would be fair to say that if someone has made it now 52 minutes into this podcast and they're like, this is fun, I'm enjoying this, that they would probably enjoy your podcast.
Yeah, yes. Come on down. You got nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose. And if you hate it, it's an hour. Move on. You know, I mean, it's fine.
Right.
Yes. Like the defensiveness.
No big deal.
The thing is it's so, we're like, if you hate it, it's okay. We're not going to be mad at you. Just like give it a try. Try it on. But we're sorry. Thank you so much. It's my Midwestern sense where I have to immediately apologize.
We're going to briefly just, before we close out, just kind of touch on what this case is, because it's only because Erica, this is the notes Erica gave me on the case to talk about. That's only one page.
Wow, Erica, you're
so she's going to be super mad,
Erica,
if we don't bring it up.
But round of applause.
Right. I'm going to more recommend people just go listen to episode 22 titled Maybe He's Born With It, Maybe He's Manipulation. But before we do that, just one, do you guys ever do... if either of you ever done stand up, you both have kind of a comedy background.
Yes, yeah. I have. Yes,
both of you have.
Yeah,
we had to look at each other to see how's that gone for
well,
you.
Well, I would say I haven't really done stand up. I did it once, and it was for her, for a show she was producing, and I was very pregnant during it, and all my stand up was focused on being pregnant,
and I haven't done it since
because all the material I wrote went straight down the toilet after giving birth.
Right, couldn't redo it.
Yeah.
I guess it's because on my other show, one of our co-hosts is Zach Weaver. He and I tried our hand at right before the day before the world shut down. We decided to go try an open mic night and had a blast. And we're like, we should do this more often. And then the world shut down. And he wants me to go do it again.
You should. It's a real roller coaster of skill level in an open mic night. And if you bomb,
I was shocked.
Yeah. It's like, it's really
so like where I was at on the order, I was like 20th to come up. And I'm super nervous. Now, I've talked for a little, when I was at the fire department, I traveled the country and taught. I speak on the podcast. I used to travel and give speeches. Talking in public is nothing that makes me nervous. But I'm like, it's, you know, you're still nervous. This is something I've never done before. And then you go in there and there's all the regulars that are in there that do it every week. And then I watched 19 of them perform and was like, oh, you don't have to be good at this to do it all the time.
That's, I mean.
Right, yeah. Anyone can sign up.
Anyone can whistle. Anyone can do it. Anyone. And I think, too, is like the only way to get better, if you look at any stand-ups, the only way to get better is to just keep doing it. And the thing is you're going to fail at a joke, right? Like there's going to be a joke that doesn't land how you intend it to. But you know what? Then what you do is like when there's an awkward joke, every time I do a show and a joke of mine doesn't land, then I get to an opportunity to win
them
back.
Do it again, but louder.
Do it again, and then explain the joke. I'm just kidding. No.
That always makes it funnier if you explain it, I think. If you have to explain it, that makes it better. The case we were going to touch on, you can hear all about it. It's a case of Larry Ray. He's a manipulator. He extorts a bunch of... It's a very Epstein-ish type of story.
Well, also,
super interesting.
Oh, can I
say? Epstein for beginners.
Epstein for beginners, but also I think it's important to know that we have a personal connection to this case because Quinn actually went to Sarah Lawrence, which is where this case takes place. And she lived in the building that Larry Ray
also lived in.
So Quinn, when she tells the story, she knows because she knows exactly the layout of the building, exactly, and knows the energy of Sarah Lawrence and how impressionable these kids are that end up basically joining a cult of this guy, Larry Ray.
Well, that's awesome. And you can hear that whole story in episode 22. They've got 103 episodes. By the time you hear this, there'll be 104 episodes. Their names are Carrie Ipama and Quinlan Posner. The podcast is called Truly, Darkly, Creeply. Check it out. I don't see why it wouldn't be your next big true crime binge.
Why wouldn't it?
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for having us on. This was so fun.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production, co-written and produced by Erica Bergenham. Music created and composed by Caden Ladislaw. Follow-up episodes are co-hosted by Janet Varney and Zach Weber. Our logo font was created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. Our website is created, managed, and maintained by Katie Ross of createdintandem.com. Thank you to our volunteer transcription team, Erica Cantor, Kathy McElhaney, Courtney Wimberly, Kate Wood Yomnick, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Athey, and Caroline Dwyer. Truth and Justice provides all investigative and advocacy work for the wrongfully convicted completely free of charge. We're able to do that in large part thanks to you, our listeners, through your generous pledges on Patreon. Patreon accounts for the overwhelming majority of our funding. The number one way you can support our work is to become a patron at patreon.com/truthandjustice. For just $5 a month, you'll get all episodes ad-free, a bonus pregame episode every Wednesday, and also a video version of the Friday follow-ups exclusive to our patrons. Patrons also get to participate and join the chat live in many of our interviews and get early access to much of our content. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice to sign up. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. It doesn't cost you a penny and goes a long way towards making the show more visible. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. You can always keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the official Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. You can also connect with us on social media platform X at Truth Justice Pod. And to follow our personal accounts on social media, I can be found at Bob Ruff Truth. Janet can be found at Janet Varney, and Zach is at Z to the Q. However you do it, stay engaged and stay in touch. But as for now, we're signing off. I'm Bob Ruff.
I'm Zach Weaver.
And I'm Janet Varney.
And this has been Truth and Justice.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.